Doug Wilson, the guy who made J.S. Joust, was there with what the hell's that thing called?
Edward Rice Soiree,
which is another PlayStation Move game that he makes or that he's does, but it requires a crazy setup, so you can only do it at installation. So it's just sort of a whole bunch of weird stuff.
Do you want to talk about that for a second?
I guess we could jump straight.
Did you
into
play that?
That?
Anita, did you go?
I couldn't go to the arcade, unfortunately.
Okay, Edgar.
I wish actually Danielle would love it as well. Everybody in this room would
love
it.
Yeah. So, I think you guys have all played JS Joust, or at least know what it is. It's a PlayStation Move controller based sort of thing. But this other game that Doug Wilson did, Edgar Rice Soiree, it also uses PlayStation Move controllers, but it's supposed to kind of stylize competitive Tarzaning, which is why it's called Edgar Rice Soiree. So the way that it works, there is a there is a grid of 4x4. There's 16 Move controllers suspended from the ceiling by ropes.
Is it 20?
It might be 5x5.
It's 4x5.
Oh, you're right. It's a lot.
But I think it's 20, and they're all in a grid hanging in like a forest of ropes that they're probably come down to like 3.5 to 4 feet off the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're hanging from however high to about 4 feet off the ground. Yeah.
Four players play it. And you are assigned a color, red, yellow, green, or blue. And to be in the game, you have to have a button pressed on a controller that is lit for your color. But you can hold more than one controller at a time. So the way that you actually play it is, like, if you're green, you pull two of the green swinging controllers out of the forest and hold on to them. And then at random times or at like intervals in the song or something, it'll start vibrating, which means one of its color is about to change. So you have to let go and jump to another one. If you're not touching any Move controller for one second,
Your color.
You're eliminated. So
how does it track?
You have to press the button.
Oh, yeah, okay. You grab a Move controller.
Any button pressed on the controller counts.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the movement, the actual sort of accelerometer thing is not used. It's a game that sounds fine and it looks
kind of like Twister in a way too.
Yeah. Once you're sort of inside that grid of Move controllers in a dark room and you're holding the controllers and looking around trying to like find like, you know, one will go out in your hand and you're just like, oh shit. And then you have to just look around at this like space, like this, like maybe 2/3 the size of our office to try and find another controller to move to. And
the controller's hanging, I would say probably like a 30-foot by 30-foot square. It's so like 10 yards by 10
it's
yards.
It's definitely far enough that if you're in one far corner and the only other controller that you can find of your color is in the other corner, you have to stretch as far as you can and let go and grab the other one.
Yeah, like, you're doing like the like Presidential Fitness Award shuttle run from junior high. Yeah, it's so good. It's like one of those games.
This is like an installation game.
20 Move controllers.
You're not gonna get this.
It sucks that you can't get it. But it's because it requires 25 Move controllers.
Yeah, of course.
And like he had like three computers all set up networked together because you can't Bluetooth more than 7 devices together or something. It was just a disaster. But it was really cool.